Friday, May 18th, there's the children's coloring exhibit continuing at the library, and then there's the Racy Stedman Elementary School Art Show. Where's that taking place?
This year, they are going to have several different locations. So there are going to be some art displays at the ferry terminal. The fourth graders have done some new artwork for the Alaska Marine Highway. There's also going to be art on display at Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, First Bank, Wells Fargo, and at the Forest Service.
Pickled Herring Band will be out on Main Street.
Yes, right outside the beer garden, alongside the Vikings and Valkyries. Fengsel, the jail, will be back again this year.
Tell folks how that works, and with the beer garden and the jail and the Vikings and Valkyries out there.
It works really well.
So you've been in it, as I take it?
I haven't, but my husband has been.
Okay. Right, so they will grab people on the street, put them in the jail, and then people have to pay donations to get them out?
You pay somebody. You pay the Vikings to
issue a warrant.
Issue a warrant and throw your criminal or whatever you want to call them.
Oftentimes it's a dignitary.
Yes, yes.
Talk a little bit about the beer garden and how's that set up this year?
It's going to be set up by the Harbor Bar again in the parking lot owned by Coastal Cold Storage. And the band will be playing there as well. And the Vikings and Valkyries have made new T-shirts again that will be on sale, and it's always a fun place to be.
Katie, can you talk about the Scandinavian Style Show and luncheon?
The Style Show is an annual sellout. Everyone's always lined up early to get there and see all of the boonads on display and have a fabulous lunch.
And there's also a Make a Ticket Rosemulling class again, and that's in the morning at 10. The Muskeg Walk with a Forest Service interpreter.
Usually this is on Thursday of the festival, and this year it's going to be on Friday. So make sure and set some time aside to go on a walk with the U.S. Forest Service. Mary Clemens does this every year, and it's a really fabulous walk, and you learn lots.
She's an expert on all the plants and things that you'd see in the muskeg. Friday, of course, the big downtown Husfleet is open, Main Street, with food and all sorts of different booths. How's it looking this year?
It is filling up rapidly. I know there's going to be a lot of different food booths and a lot of other crafts and wares for you to check out. And also, there's going to be a clown and balloon artist in town right across from the food court. So be sure and stop by there and see all she has to offer.
And there's a couple of opportunities for doing the rosemulling class again. And then the parade, that's at just before 4, line up.
It is. It's going to be a fantastic parade, really full parade. I believe I have heard that the Sitka Kwan dancers are going to be in the parade, as well as the Coast Guard.
And the Petersburg Humane Society has invited people with animals that they've rescued, dogs they've rescued from the Humane Society, to join them in the parade and celebrating all that the Humane Society has done.
The drumline, I think, from the high school, I think, maybe will be taking part.
And 20 lucky elementary students will get drawn to ride in the Viking ship.
And throw candy at the crowd.
And throw candy at the crowd with the Vikings behind the Norwegian American Award winners.
Have you chosen the winners yet?
They have been chosen, but it's a big secret.
When do we find out? I guess in the parade.
In the parade.
Okay. Which one of you are going to be doing the sill toss this year? The annual herring toss?
Not in my boonad.
It's always fun to watch, though. You get such a wide assortment of people that have a lot of fun with that, and it's sure to bring laughter from everybody.
And that's in the afternoon, 4:30 downtown.
Following the herring toss, the Fiddleheads are going to have an outdoor concert, weather permitting, and they're inviting the community to join them for a concert, and then bring your instrument or voice and join them in a community jam session.
Weather permitting.
There's also at 5 o'clock, there's a art show with P. O'Reilly.
Yes, and I hear that the pieces that are going to be on display this year are very bright and colorful pieces that are just fabulous. Some trees, some fish, and some other surprises.
And that's at the Miela Gallery downtown. And then the Eric Coral Memorial Softball Tournament continues at the ball field. And then
you can stop by the Moose Club for steak night, or the Beachcomber Inn will have dinner early, and then the Pickled Herring Band will be back out there for another night of music.
And then another chance to catch the Mitkoff Mummers melodrama, Wash Your Troubles Away, or Dirty Deeds Come Clean.